right, 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency by Taylor Gordon from Madame Noir.
All right, number 10, ask for more hours at your job.
Yeah, we can get more hours.
Well, you can get more hours, you ain't going to get no more money.
No more pay.
I'd like to do the morning show, too.
Yeah, well, the same rate, same rate.
Is Tom still out? I'd like to do the morning show, too.
Number 9 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in case of emergency. Look for odd jobs.
Yeah, odd jobs. No? Selling weed.
Yeah. What? I was thinking more like, you know, mow someone's.
Oh, Avon.
That's.
Yeah.
That's not an odd job.
A.L. Williams.
Have I showed you my Finger Hut catalog?
That's some good stuff in Finger Hut catalog.
Yeah.
I just like a lesbian saying Finger Hut. It's so
What is the matter with you today?
Number 8 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Visit a resale store.
Oh, yeah.
Like Buffalo Exchange or, you know.
So would they exchange buffaloes there?
No. You take clothes in and they give you money for it. Based on the value of the clothes.
Isn't it odd that an Indian girl would be talking about buffalo?
Number 7 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Rent the space in your home. Never going to happen.
Yeah, no. Rent the space in your home.
Not going to happen.
No. Hey, nobody's using this living room.
Right. Listen, in New York, that's what they do while you're playing around.
Mm-hmm. I should do that with my apartment.
Don't do that.
No. They would never let me do that.
Well, they probably wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And plus, you end up with squatters who won't leave.
I told you George Lopez stayed in my apartment for a week, and they were like, did you move in? Now we have a black guy and a Mexican.
We're
the Rainbow Coalition.
Look, not going to have that in trouble.
No.
Number 6 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Babysit. Yeah, I'm not going to do that either.
I remember when LaDonna used to maybe babysit our kids and she
didn't have a right on to number 5 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. List your furniture for sale.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Well, somebody's still on it. You ain't working. Get off.
Well, I can see something you don't use anymore.
Mr. Hernandez needs the couch.
Yeah. Jasmine cousin will take care of it.
Yeah.
Junius, really? You just going to bring that up right now?
I was going to sell my couch, but it's split in half for the amazing butt anvil.
I'm going to sell it to you for half price because it broke in half.
Well, at least you get two.
It's
right?
The amazing butt ambulance.
Couches. Anyway, number 4, the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Sell electronics.
Yeah, they have to be yours, though.
Yeah, we still.
What electronics would you have that you
this
could sell?
This computer
though?
Got blood on it. Shut up and do you want it or not.
Number 3 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Resell free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Resell.
Yeah, I guess like gifts that people give you.
Yeah.
You can just resell it.
Here's this gift-sized bottle of Jupe I didn't use.
Number 2 of the top 10 legit ways to make extra money in an emergency. Sell your jewelry at the pawn shop.
Yeah, or Tupperware.
Yeah.
You can sell Tupperware at the pawn shop.
No, you can sell Tupperware. Yeah. I mean, you could put your jewelry in Tupperware.
But
people don't sell Tupperware
anymore? No, that was back in 1960 or something.
Yeah. Oh.
You could buy Tupperware
in the
now.
The 70s.
Like $10,000 for a dollar.
Didn't Rubbermaid like put them out of business?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
And the number 1 of the top 10 ways to make extra money in emergency, just borrow it. That's what I do.
Right.
That's don't go through all that other stuff. Just borrow it.
Listen, I ain't got no Tupperware.
Yeah, let me borrow some money.
Yes, indeed.
Let me hold some. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
Yeah.
I believe we can work something out. Yes. Moccasins.
And the kids always say, borrow.
Yeah. Borrow.
Not let me hold. Can I have you say borrow? I'm coming after you.
I believe there's a reasonable rate we can work out. Come here. We got, if you missed today's DLQ, we're going to get you caught up in 15 minutes with the DLQ Reloaded. It's the DL Hughley Show.
Thanks for making the DL Hughley Show your favorite way to spend your afternoons.